Have you ever felt like you're building this awesome thing with software, but all your tools are just kind of scattered all over the place?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You're like pulling bits and pieces from here and there.
It's a mess.
It gets confusing really fast.
For sure.
Well, today we're diving into something that can help you organize all that chaos.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And keep your software building blocks right where you need them.
I like that. Like Legos all organized nice and neat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about Verdaccio. Think of it as your own little software package warehouse.
Ah, that's a great analogy.
A place to keep and manage all those digital tools you need for your projects. Before we get into it, though, big thanks to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. They provide hosting for Verdaccio and offer digital transformation consulting.
I didn't know that.
You can find more about them at www.safeserver.de.
Cool.
So back to Verdaccio. Our mission today is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
We're going to explain what Verdaccio is in simple terms and why it might be super useful for you.
Makes sense.
Especially if you're new to software development or working on projects that use multiple different pieces of software.
Yeah, those dependencies can be a real headache.
Exactly. To get to the bottom of it, we'll be looking at Verdaccio's own documentation and their GitHub page.
Great resources. Let's jump in.
All right. So first things first, what exactly is Verdaccio?
Well, technically, it's described as a lightweight Node.js private proxy registry.
Okay, so a lot of technical terms all smashed together there. Can we break that down a little?
Absolutely. Let's start with lightweight. Basically, it means it's easy to get up and running.
I like easy.
Doesn't require a big, complex database setup right out of the gate. Think of it like starting small and simple.
Perfect for beginners. Nobody wants to be overwhelmed with configuration before they even get started.
Exactly. Then we have Node.js. That's a technology that lets developers use JavaScript for backend stuff.
Right. JavaScript, the language of the web.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because so many modern web tools rely on JavaScript and this thing called NPM to manage their different parts.
NPM, as in the package manager.
Yes, that one. So Verdaccio, being built with Node.js, fits right into that ecosystem.
It speaks the same language.
Exactly.
Okay. And private. I'm guessing that's about keeping things for ourselves, right?
Precisely. Private means you can store your own software packages, like code you've written specifically for your company or a project. And you keep all that in your own Verdaccio warehouse, separate from the public internet.
So it's like having your own little private library just for your team's books.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. Yes.
And then finally, we have proxy registry.
All right, that one sounds a bit more complicated.
It's not too bad. Think of a registry in the software world as a giant catalog where all sorts of software packages are listed. You can find what you need there. The biggest public one for JavaScript is called npmjs.org.
Right. I've definitely seen that name floating around.
Yeah. So Verdaccio acts as a proxy, which means it sits between you and these public registries.
Kind of like a middleman.
Exactly. When you need a software package, you ask Verdaccio first.
Like a personal shopper?
It checks if you have that package stored in your own private warehouse. And if not, it goes out to that public registry.
The big public library.
Gets the package for you and brings it back.
Oh, I see. That's pretty clever. So it can help me find stuff, whether it's my own tools or those public ones?
Exactly. One-stop shop.
That makes a lot of sense. The documentation also mentions something called zero config required. Is that as amazing as it sounds?
Oh, yeah. That's a big plus. Verdaccio is designed to be super easy to get started with. It comes with its own small built-in storage.
That's awesome.
So as soon as you install it, you don't need to worry about setting up any additional databases or complex systems.
That's a huge time saver. You can just start using it right away.
Precisely.
And speaking of getting things quickly, since Verdaccio is acting as this proxy registry, how does it handle actually getting those public packages?
So imagine this. When Verdaccio goes out to a public registry like npmjs.org and fetches a package you need, it also makes a copy of it and stores that copy locally in your warehouse. This is called caching.
So basically, it's like holding on to a spare just in case.
Exactly. So the next time you need that same package, Verdaccio doesn't have to go out to the internet again. It can just hand you that local copy it already has.
And that speeds things up.
Significantly. Especially if you or your team frequently use the same packages over and over again.
So it's like having the most popular books from the library already on your shelf at home.
Exactly. No need to go all the way to the library every time.
Love it. But there's also another really useful aspect to this caching thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The GitHub page actually talks about how sometimes packages on public registries can just disappear.
Like poof, gone.
Or they might have issues.
So things break.
Things can break. But if Verdaccio already has a cached copy, you're protected. Your project won't suddenly stop working because a package vanished from the internet.
That's a huge relief. It's like having a backup plan for your software tools.
Exactly. Peace of mind.
I like that. So just to recap, we've got private packages. It acts as a go-between for other registries and keeps copies of things just in case. Those are the main things Verdaccio does right.
That's a great summary.
So why would someone actually use Verdaccio?
Well, there are a few really compelling reasons. The first, as we already discussed, is for private packages.
Right.
If you're working on code that's specific to your company or a project and you want to keep it under wraps.
Makes sense.
Verdaccio lets you use familiar tools like NPM to manage and share that code privately.
Only within your team.
Exactly. It's like having your own app store just for your internal tools.
Yeah, I could see how that'd be really useful for keeping sensitive work secure.
Absolutely.
And you also mentioned earlier that it can connect to other registries too.
Right.
Why is that helpful?
So sometimes organizations might be using different sources for their software packages.
Yeah.
Maybe they have some internal private registries in addition to those big public ones. Verdaccio can act like a single entry point to all of these different places.
So I don't have to go hunting around for stuff.
Exactly. Instead of your developers having to configure their systems to look in multiple locations,
yeah,
they can just point everything to Verdaccio.
And it takes care of the rest.
It simplifies things dramatically.
One central hub for everything. Much easier to manage.
For sure.
We also talked about caching and how it speeds things up and provides that extra safety net.
Right.
Any other reasons to use Verdaccio?
Yes. Actually, there's one more pretty neat use case. Imagine you find a small bug in a public software package, or you want to tweak it slightly before the original creators release an update.
Okay.
With Verdaccio, you can actually download that package, make your change, and then publish your modified version locally.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
You're in control.
You have the power.
Right.
You don't have to wait for someone else to fix it for you.
Exactly.
So it seems like Verdaccio gives you a lot more control over your software dependencies.
It does.
But who actually uses Verdaccio? Is this just a tool for big companies or can anyone benefit from it?
Definitely not just for big companies. It's used by a really diverse range of people and projects because it supports all the popular JavaScript package managers like NPM, Yarn, and PMPM.
So pretty much anyone working with JavaScript.
Yeah, it fits right in.
Yeah.
And for teams that use tools like Docker for packaging applications and Kubernetes for managing them, more advanced stuff. Verdaccio has special support that makes integration a breeze.
So it can scale with you as your projects grow.
Absolutely.
Now, I was looking at the documentation, and there was a really long list of well-known projects and companies that use Verdaccio. I was really surprised by some of the names on there.
It is quite a list. It includes projects like Inkscape NPM itself, Vendor Create React App.
That's a popular one.
It is. A lot of people use that to get started with web development. Also, Angular CLI Storybook, Grafana Gatsby, Babel.js. DocuSaurus, Vue, CLI, Epi, and many others.
It's a really wide range. Big names, small names, everything in between.
It really shows that Verdaccio is a trusted and reliable tool used across different areas of software development.
And it's not just for building software. It also mentions some projects use Verdaccio for testing their software.
Oh, yeah, that's another great use case. Because Verdaccio is so lightweight and can be set up quickly.
It's perfect for creating these isolated testing environments.
Precisely. Projects like Create React App, Mozilla Neutrino, PNPM, Storybook, Babel.js, Angular, CLI, DocuSaurus, they all use it to check how their software interacts with different package versions without messing with their main development setup.
Right. You don't want to break things while you're testing.
Exactly. And it helps them ensure their testing is consistent and reliable.
So Verdaccio helps guarantee that their software will work correctly no matter what.
In a controlled environment, yes.
Very cool. So let's say someone listening to this is intrigued and wants to give Verdaccio a try. How do they actually get started?
Well, the first thing you need is to have Node.js version 18 or newer installed on your computer.
Okay. Node.js version 18 or newer. Got it. What's next?
You can install Verdaccio using the same tool you use for managing other JavaScript packages. Usually this would be NPM.
Makes sense.
The command is npm install Daccio Verdaccio at next 8.
Okay. npm install Daccio Verdaccio at next 8.
The Dashi indicates you're installing it globally, so you can run it from anywhere on your system.
Okay.
And at Next 8 ensures you're getting the latest and greatest version. Now, if you prefer Yarn, the command would be yarn global add Verdaccio at Next 8. And for PNPM, it's PNPM I-G Verdaccio at Next 8.
So you've got options.
Exactly. Choose your weapon.
What if I'm a Docker person?
For Docker enthusiasts, there's an official image readily available. The command to pull it down is docker pull verdaccio verdaccio.nightly-master. This lets you run Verdaccio neatly within a container.
Which is super convenient for certain setups.
It is. And for those operating at an even larger scale with Kubernetes, there's a Helm chart available as well.
So Verdaccio's got you covered no matter how you like to work.
Pretty much.
But once I've got it installed, how do I actually get Verdaccio running?
Oh, it's incredibly straightforward. You just open up your terminal or command prompt and type in Verdaccio.
That's it.
That's it. Hit enter and you're off to the races.
That is surprisingly easy. So it's running in the background now, but how do I actually use it with my projects?
By default, Verdaccio runs on a specific web address on your computer. It's http.localhost.4873.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
To tell your NPM projects to use your local Verdaccio instead of the public NPM registry, you can run a command in your terminal. It's npm set registry, http.localhost.4873.
So I'm basically saying, hey, NPM, when I need a package or I want to share one, look at this address on my computer first.
Precisely. And if you want to use Verdaccio just for a specific command without changing your default settings, you can also do it like this. npm cmfig registry, http.localhost.4873, npm install package name. This instructs npm to use your local registry just for that one particular installation.
Handy for testing things out.
Exactly.
You also mentioned a web interface earlier. How do I see that?
If you open up your web browser and navigate to http.localhost.4873, you'll be greeted by a simple web page.
Okay.
It displays all the packages currently residing in your local Verdaccio registry. You can even search for specific packages right there.
So it's a nice visual way to manage my software warehouse.
Exactly. Drag and drop.
I like it. All right, so we've covered what Verdaccio is, why you'd want to use it, who's using it, and how to get started. What are some of the key things you can actually do with it once it's up and running?
Well, you can do all the essential things you would expect from a package registry.
Okay.
You can install packages into your projects using commands like npm install package name.
Right.
And you can publish your own custom packages to your private registry using npm publish.
So the fundamental actions are covered. What about more fine-grained control?
Verdaccio also offers a variety of advanced features.
Oh, fancy.
You can unpublish packages if you need to.
Be careful with that one.
Yes, definitely use caution.
Rewind button doesn't always work.
Not in this case. But you can also add tags to specific versions of your packages using npm distag.
Okay.
And you can even mark older packages as deprecated to let users know they should probably avoid using them.
So like a little warning sign?
Precisely. Proceed with caution.
I like it. It's good to know you have that level of control over your packages.
Right.
But what about keeping things secure?
Right.
And managing who can access what?
So Verdaccio has you covered there as well.
Good.
For user management, you can register new users, allow them to change their passwords, and manage the special tokens they use for secure login.
Right.
It also integrates with security tools like NPM Audit and Yarn Audit.
Right.
These tools can help you find and address potential security vulnerabilities hiding within the packages that your project depends on.
Very important. You don't want any nasty surprises sneaking in.
Exactly. Okay. Better safe than sorry.
Security is always top of mind. Are there any other handy features that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, there are a couple other things. It has built-in search functionality, so you can easily find packages within your registry, either through the command line or that web interface we talked about.
Love a good search bar.
Of course. It also has a very simple ping command you can use.
Ping?
Yeah, you can ping the server just to check that your Verdaccio server is up and running and responding correctly.
Just make sure it's alive.
Exactly. And while it might be less relevant for a private registry, it even supports starring and unstarring packages.
Just like on GitHub. I like it. So it sounds like it covers pretty much all the bases, the essentials, and then some nice extras on top.
I'd say so.
Now, we should mention that Verdaccio is open source, right?
Yes, it is.
So what about getting help or contributing to the project?
Well, it's a community-driven project run entirely by volunteers. They gladly welcome donations to support their efforts.
That's awesome.
They have a really comprehensive set of documentation available online.
Always helpful.
They also have a blog, a community forum where you can ask questions and get help. And they even have recordings of past talks and presentations about Verdacchio.
Nice. So plenty of resources available if you get stuck or want to learn more.
Absolutely. And if you happen to stumble upon any security vulnerabilities, they have a very clear process for reporting them.
Responsible disclosure. Good.
Exactly. And it's worth mentioning that several companies like JetBrains, Crowdin BrowserStack, Netlify, Algolia, and Docker provide free licenses for their tools and services to the Verdacchio team.
Wow, so they're getting some good support.
Yes, they are, which is fantastic. It helps keep the project running smoothly.
That's great to see. It really highlights that spirit of collaboration in the open source community.
Mm-hmm.
So to wrap things up, what's the one key takeaway someone listening should remember about Verdacchio?
I'd say the main takeaway is that Verdacchio offers this really straightforward way to set up your own local software package warehouse. This lets you manage your private code securely, which is super important. It also speeds up your development workflow by caching public packages.
You don't have to go download them every time.
Exactly. You get more control, more reliability, without the complexity of a full-blown enterprise-grade registry system.
It's like that perfect sweet spot.
It is. And it's especially useful for anyone working with JavaScript, from those just starting out to seasoned veterans leading larger teams.
Absolutely. It sounds like a fantastic tool for anyone who wants to bring a bit more organization speed and control to their software development process without needing to become a server expert.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, listeners, we hope this deep dive has shed some light on Verdacchio and how it can help you streamline your development workflow. Think about how having your own personalized software toolkit right at your fingertips could simplify your projects and boost your confidence in your development process.
And potentially save you a lot of headaches down the road.
Big thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. For all your software hosting needs and expert advice on digital transformation, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de.
They know their stuff.
Until next time, happy coding.
Keep those dependencies organized.